So, once upon a time, there was a young lady, because you couldn't call her a girl anymore because she was getting so wise, because she was 12 years old, and oh my goodness, things were changing. She felt so grounded. She felt so clear. She was ready for anything that was coming. She was about to start a new school even. And she felt, bring it on. She felt grounded in who she was. She knew what she wanted to do. But all of a sudden, this summertime, she was thrown a bit of a curveball. Her parents, who had been divorced for a little while, and she had made her peace with it, they were all doing really well. Everybody was co-parenting. Everybody was working. Everybody was trying. But then all of a sudden, her dad had fallen in love, and they were on their first trip all together, her, and she had to share a room with her new little brother. This was a complicated thing, because she had worked in her own siblings, and it seemed like it was going to be okay. She had figured out her way forward. She had been the youngest of a number of them, and they were off doing their thing, being teenagers. But then all of a sudden, she now was a big sister, and it was confusing, and it made her have all sorts of confusing thoughts and feelings, and she figured that she was just going to put it all aside. She was going to get grounded again in all of her wisdom, all that she had figured out, and she decided she was going to meditate. She had learned about meditating a little bit in some of her many wonderful experiences here at South Church, and she had learned and grown, and so that night, as she was having a little bit of problem sleeping, and she was listening to her new little brother and his horrible, obnoxious snore, little snore that was keeping her up, she decided she was going to meditate. She got down on the ground, and she closed her eyes, and she started deepening her breath. When all of a sudden, which this doesn't happen all the time when you're meditating, but she had a vision, a powerful vision. Probably she had fallen asleep because it was late, but she had this vision that she was all of a sudden in front of this huge mountain. And she knew that she had to climb that mountain. At the very top of the mountain, that was going to be the answer. It felt so clear to her. She thought maybe she was going to meet some huge wise man with some big, even longer than mine, beard who was sitting there with some kind of fancy answer. And she knew that she had to climb. So she started running up the mountain so excited. When all of a sudden, about halfway up the beginning of the mountain, she heard this clicking noise. This clicking noise, and she turned around and she saw these three life-size, huge, like person-sized lobsters coming up after her. And they had people's faces. She had the three meanest girls from her old school, the three girls that she had really progressed and evolved past caring about what they thought about her. But there they were, lobster form, clicking their little claws, calling after her, making snide, sassy motions with their tails. And they were coming after her, and she thought, oh, I gotta get away. So she ran even faster. And they were clicking and clicking, and they were gaining on her. When all of a sudden she stopped and she turned around, she thought, all right, I'm gonna face this. And all the lobsters came up, and she said, no. She reached out her hand, and they disappeared. And she thought, I am so wise. This is easy. I'm ready for the mountaintop. And so she started running again. When all of a sudden, about halfway up the rest of it, she heard this horrible rumbling noise. This strange rumbling noise, and she looked up, and there was a cascade of peas coming down at her. And peas were a traumatic vegetable for her, because in her old school, there was a horrible lunchtime in which she was eating some peas, and she laughed in the wrong way. And just one pea, but that's all it took, just one small pea came up and came out of her nose. It was a complicated moment for an 11-year-old girl. She didn't hear, and she heard about it for the whole rest of her time at that school. And so there they were, all of these peas. And she couldn't see, but she kind of had a feeling that all these peas had come out of somebody's nose, and they were coming down the mountain after her. And she remembered that shame, and she remembered all of the feelings, and she started to run away down the mountain. But then she knew that she had to go up the mountain. And she turned around, and all of those peas coming towards her, and she said, no, it's not going to be like, not this time. And she breathed a deep, unobstructed breath through her nose. And all of the peas disappeared. She felt so ready. She felt so wise. She climbed up the very end of the mountain. And there, at the top. She could see the summit not far away, and she got to the top expecting for this beautiful, wise person, whoever it was, to be sitting there with the answers. But there was just a little door. A little door just barely big enough for her to fit through. And she thought that was odd. And she reached down, and she opened up the little door. And she heard a kind of sucking noise, and she got sucked through the little door. And then she opened her eyes. And she was right back there in the exact same room. And she was looking at that new little brother. And she heard him snoring. And she knew that just like the lobsters and just like the peas, that this new moment, this is what she was called to do. And that's the thing about all of your lives and all of our lives. Sometimes we feel really wise, sometimes we grow, but over and over again, it's the thing that's right before us that is ours to do. This moment, listening to this story, this class that you're about to go off into, and what comes next, and what comes next, and what comes next. Amen.